One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
All right.
You ready?
We're going to get ready and we're going to listen to some jokes.
Yeah.
Lousy Weather Media Basement Comedy Show. We started doing comedy shows, what, 2 months ago, Paul?
2 months.
Hey.
We do them all the time.
Yeah, we do this shit all the time.
Number two.
We got a bunch of, I feel like calling them cats tonight.
Cats.
We got meows. Meow meows. We got Josh Vochko, Tim Wolf, Devin Connor, Anthony Savat, and we're gonna do some comedy. First up is Josh Vochko. He's like my meat man.
Yeah!
He's like my guy. You know how people have guys? Like, right, Josh?
Yeah.
Guys. Like, people are like, I have my guy to get me this, my guy to get my mechanic, my car to get fixed. My guy. Josh Vochko is my guy. He gets me fresh meat. Josh Vochko, come on up here.
Yeah!
Woo!
Oh, keep it going for Sean Ass.
Yeah!
Yeah!
That's my fucking basement guy. That's what he is. Oh, this is the most women I've ever seen in a basement at one point. They were actually not forced to be in here. This is like the world's worst consignment shop. Like, there's 20-inch TVs in the back, there's a mini fridge, microwave. Take whatever the fuck you guys want out of here and just leave. Does anybody else think this looks like Yoda?
Yes, it does!
Thank you. That's awesome.
I was thinking of the female
reading. That's what I was thinking.
It was,
it
was originally supposed to be Batman.
Thanks, Bob.
It turned into Yoda.
It was originally, it's the worst Batman I've ever seen.
Thank you.
It's like if Batman just said, fuck it, just put whatever you want in the sky and I'll come. Oh, it's fun. It's fucking awesome. Thank you guys so much. Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Sean. Thanks, Bobby, for putting this on. This is really fucking cool to be in a basement doing comedy. I picked a really bad time to stop smoking pot, apparently.
You are smoking right now.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty high. I decided to stop smoking pot, not for any good reasons, because all I do when I get high is decide to update my Facebook status and tweet. I'm not sure why when I get high I think every thought I have is relevant and the world needs to know about it. But I'm pretty sure nobody cares that if I had a sex tape I wish Morgan Freeman would narrate it. Or I'll say shit like that has nothing to do with anything. It's like, even a sundial's right twice a day. That doesn't make any fucking sense. Or my personal favorite, vaginas are like snowflakes. I try to catch both of them in my mouth. No, to be honest, I think I'm done with social media altogether. I think we should be, as a society, be done with social media.
Woo! Woo!
Yes,
Fuck,
I haven't called my mom in 2.5 weeks, but I spent 15 minutes looking at a girl's picture that I think I might have made out with one time today. Although, that's when people take the selfies in the mirror. If you're taking these selfies in the mirror, stop. I'm not looking at you. I'm judging for everything in the background of that fucking photo. It's like Photo Hunt. Look past the boobs. You'll find the hidden gems in the back. Yes, exactly. It's like, hey, you should probably unplug your curling iron before you start a fucking fire. Is that a condom on the ground? Thank God you're not reproducing right now. You can't even pick up your leopard print thong off the ground. Oh, what else? Yeah, I'm turning 30 today. My best friend's turning 30 today. It's fucking weird. I'm going to turn 30 in a couple months. It's scary. My friends are getting married, having kids, not me, which is probably blatantly apparent because I'm telling dick jokes in the bottom of a fucking basement right now. Now, I actually had a friend that asked me to officiate his wedding. What the fuck was he thinking? He's like, you spend a lot of time making inappropriate comments in front of large groups of people. How would you like to be part of the biggest day of our lives? For an open bar, pretty much anything, yeah. It says a lot about the sanctity of marriage. It took a lot for me to be recognized by the state of Ohio to legally marry two people. And by a lot, I had $17 in access to the internet. I think if the last three things you Googled were amateur porn, Katy Perry's tits, and then how to officiate a wedding, you probably should be allowed to do it.
Katy Perry's awesome.
Thank you. It's like I look at those tits every day, so it's
great. Her nipples are always hard.
Yes. That's the trick, sir. No, I do go to a lot of weddings. They're expensive. You get a hotel room because you're going to get drunk. You got to get a gift. We tried to save some money, my girlfriend and I, so we stayed at a Super 8 last time. Have you ever stayed at a Super 8 before? Yeah, don't. Not super great. The person checking me in was behind bulletproof glass. He doesn't feel safe enough to stay here tonight. I ask for non-smoking, just laughs at me. He hands me a key card. Should have handed me a taser and a bag of meth. It would increase my chance of survival that evening. They keep the hallways fresh of anal sex and steel smoke. I get into the room and it has a tube TV, rabbit ears, even the programming on was old. I watched 2 episodes of Murder, She Wrote in the 84 Olympics. The people in the room next to me were having really loud sex. My girlfriend's like, you want to do it? I'm like, that's ridiculous. I'm not going to compete with that guy. But you should get over there because she sounds pretty tired. No, I do have a girlfriend. We've been in a relationship for 3 years. Give it up for that. That's fucking tough. I don't miss being single. I miss having sex with other people. Don't get me wrong. That bar was awesome. But I have a girlfriend for the same reason I buy pizza rolls. It's because when I'm drunk, I get hungry, and it's nice to have something to eat when you go home. Otherwise, you get yourself into some trouble. You'll end up driving to, like, Taco Bell, our next girlfriend's house. It's 2 a.m. You're starving. You'll eat anything. You're picking up other people's leftovers, things off the street. That's dangerous, folks. You can get indigestion or chlamydia. A couple pills gets it away. Don't worry about chlamydia. It's not that big of a deal. Now that I'm never going to have sex with any woman in this room, thank you for that. No, we don't have kids. Thank God I don't have kids. Anybody have kids? You're in the basement. I know on a Saturday night, there's no way Nair has kids.
Yes.
Yeah. You do.
You're a liar.
I don't have kids.
Oh, you lie.
Why?
Someone has kids here.
Oh, well, someone does have kids. I see what you're saying. Yeah, no, I'm so immature that once a week I try to learn whether I'm not. I've learned the force over the week or not. I'll be sitting on the couch like, holy shit. I can't reach the remote. Well, I guess I'll keep watching Will and Grace. What the fuck am I going to do if I learn the force? I'm going to use it for bad things. I'm going to lift up ruined skirts when I'm walking behind them in the stairs. I'm going to go through a sobriety checkpoint and be like, hello, officer. I'm not the drunk you're looking for tonight. I'm free to go. He's not the drunk we're looking for tonight. He's free to go. Oh, shit, I hit a code. You didn't see that. Yeah, like I said, I've been in a relationship for a while. We started role-playing in the bedroom to keep things fresh.
Nice.
Yeah. She always wants to do these real weird things, like unrealistic stuff. She's like, why don't you pretend to be like a school teacher and seduce me? I'm like, that's ridiculous. You do not look young enough to be in high school. You know what we should do? Let's get that girl I work with that wears yoga pants every day. You dress up like her. Actually, let's just get her and I'll have sex with her, but this time, I'll think of you. Because that's different for me. She loves me. No, actually, you know what's funny about that is I actually used to teach at the University of Akron for 2 years, so I was a teacher, which I think says less about me and more about the University of Akron. I'm not saying those kids are wasting their money, but if they wanted to pay to watch me make inappropriate comics and ramble on incoherently all day, they could have done it at the bar for free afterwards. I actually taught a class called Effective Oral. I know what you're thinking. They teach kids that like in sixth grade now. I actually did hook up with a chick in my class once, and I think it was a mistake because she posted about it on ratemyprofessor.com. She's like, his classes start slow and end abruptly with him apologizing over and over again. Followed by repeated emails and text messages making sure everything's okay, and then you haven't told anybody about this. Overall disappointed. He has a large curve. That is a joke about my penis. Yeah, I graduated. I have a job. I wasn't employed last year. Anyone ever been on unemployment before? Yeah. Ever been on unemployment? That's hilarious, right? It's the fucking dream. People's tax. I feel like a lot of people take advantage of unemployment, like me, for example. People's hard-earned tax dollars for me to play Toe Jam and Earl all day and smoke pot. Yeah. No, the government shut down when I was unemployed. I still got paid. Yeah, let's not make sure. Let's not worry about the military families. Let's make sure Josh has enough money to go to Arby's in the afternoon. I fucking love Arby's, though. They always ask you the same dumb fucking question at Arby's. It's like, regular curly fries. What the fuck do you think I came here? Give me the curly fries as much army sauce as you can legally fit into that bag. I don't know what else to talk about. No, political issues. Like, I pretend to know a lot about politics, but honestly, political issues to me are like my erections in middle school. Like, yeah, I really wish I understood them more, but either way, I have no real control over it. At least one of them I can hide in my bell loop. It works every time. Unless you're in a bathing suit, then there's no hiding that shit. You just gotta wait in the water and be like, I'll be on like 10 to 15.
Get out now!
Thanks, Grandma. Oh. Anybody here in a relationship? Maybe have girlfriends here?
Woo!
Pass.
Yeah. Thanks, Tim. I do. No, I fucking hate watching anything with women. It's nothing against you girls, but I feel like women feel like you have some part of directing the thing you're watching. They're like, honey, what's going on right now? Who is that? What's about to happen? We're watching the same goddamn program. I'm pretty sure Khaleesi's about to show her tits again, so shut the fuck up. I do fucking love Game of Thrones. You know what they should call that show? Tits, Dragons, and Midgets. It's the three reasons I watch it. I don't know what it is about little people that I get so excited about, but every time I see a midget, it's like I found $20 on the ground. I'm like, holy shit. I'm keeping it. I want to be so rich that one day I'm going to have a midget as my butler. Could you imagine that? You wake up every morning, you open your window, there's a midget mowing your lawn, you're like, honey, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a good day. I'd be the most popular guy on every holiday. Christmas, I'd have an elf running around. Come to my house on St. Patty's Day, he's wearing a rainbow hat and carrying a pot of gold. You catch him, I'll make you a Reuben. I do like to dream big, though. I was once told if you always shoot for the moon and miss, you'll reach the stars, but I was also told that Pluto is a planet, so that ended up being bullshit, so I don't know what to believe anymore. You know what I did do? I actually do smoke pot. That was a lie. I fucking, the whole lie, this whole premise of this thing's been a lie.
Yeah! Yeah.
This is true. I was high the other day and the Truman Show was on. Has everybody ever watched the Truman Show high?
Yeah.
That's a dangerous fucking thing. It's like, I started to get so nervous about my life. I'm like, what if everything's on tape right now? I do some fucking weird shit when people aren't around. Like, everybody knows when they're home by themselves, the things they do, they would never do in front of any other person in the entire world. Then I started thinking, who the hell's watching this? I started, I was like, well, Josh had a pretty productive day. He stood in the mirror naked for 20 minutes. And then pretended to be James Bond in his living room. If I did have a show, I thought about it. Like, if I could watch a show about my life, I would just watch the things I couldn't remember when I was blackout drunk. Be like, oh, where did I forget my wallet? Oh, yeah, I put it right there. I'd probably just watch myself masturbate because I'm a weird guy.
That's not masturbating.
That's just Sean's like, I've watched it many times. Sean's the camera set in his room. All right, guys, I'll leave you on one thing here. Like I said, I am getting older. Turning 30 next year, I'm finding out there's things I can't do anymore. Not things I can't do, things I shouldn't do. That's watch high school girls play volleyball. Which comes up a lot in my life because my girlfriend coaches the team. She's like, I don't know why I feel so uncomfortable going there. I'm like, I'm not uncomfortable. I'm pretty sure I'm making the people around me feel uncomfortable. I don't have a daughter out there. I look like a goddamn Amber Alert. So she's like, it's because you always sneak beer. And I'm like, that is probably right. That's probably right. So last time I went, I got an ice cream cone. That was way fucking worse. I'm sitting next to some girl's father like, your daughter looks great this year. She's really matured this season. Is she on Facebook? All right, guys, thank you very much. Hey, my name is Jeff.
Yeah!
Woo!
Josh Mochko, everybody.
Give it up for Tim Wolf. Tim Wolf's going to come up here.
Yeah!
Wait, we still got 14 minutes. It's my favorite kind of audience. High as fuck.
Let's get higher.
We're up there.
Please.
Drunk as fuck or high as fuck. I'll take either at this point.
With a little help from our friends.
With a little help from your friends, yeah. I was thinking, the guy that invented the Sloppy Joe is really lucky that his name wasn't Dick. Because he would have had a really hard time selling the sandwich. He'd be bothering people on the street, yo man, try some of my sloppy dick. They beat the shit out of him. He has to go home to his angry wife every night. She's like, you gotta start trying to sell your sloppy dick to people. He's like, well, you like my sloppy dick. She's like, I'm your wife, I have to like it. Other people don't. Stop it. That's why I can't have kids with you. Because I know as soon as we have kids, as soon as they're old enough, you're gonna try to force your sloppy dick on them. And I gotta be the one to look our son in the face when he comes up to me and he says, well, me. Because we're gonna have a British son of our son. Mommy, do we have to eat Daddy's sloppy dick every night? And I'm going to say, yes, son, we do. Because that's the only way Daddy knows we love him. I've been cheating on you, too. His name's Joe. And his tastes awesome. She's like, oh, he has a sandwich, too. She's like, no, I'm talking about his cock. I've been blowing. I like Akron a lot. I like doing shows here. I tried to do a show here a couple weeks ago. Not here exactly, but in Akron. And I got into a car accident.
Oh.
And yeah, totaled the fucking car.
Sorry.
Totaled my car. It's whatever. I'm still alive, I think. No, it's like... I think, I'm pretty sure, I don't know. I'm fine. I hit my head a little bit, but it just affected the part of my brain that lets me know when it's time to get a haircut. For me. I had a passenger in the car, and the car hit him on the passenger side. And if it had been like a couple feet closer to him, he probably would have died. And he was like, oh man, if you hadn't hit the accelerator, I'd probably be dead, man. You saved my life. And I didn't want to tell him. Like, I wasn't really thinking of you at that point. I saw a fucking car coming. I was like, I don't want to die. I didn't really think, oh, my passenger! There was a Disturbed song on the radio when we got hit. That's how I live my life. Those are my life choices. And there was a Disturbed song on the radio, and for a little bit after the accident, I was wondering if maybe I would only be able to talk in Disturbed lyrics for the rest of my life. They said, where would you rank your pain level on a scale of 1 to 10? I said, oh. Yeah, you should go to the doctor. Tim, I heard ever since the accident your kidneys have been failing. You might need a transplant. I said, will you give it to me? The thing is, I didn't even have it. It was Anthony's show. Anthony Savat. He's hilarious, and he's coming up. You'll hear him. I don't need to tell you. He's hilarious. He'll tell you. But I was on my way to his show, and I didn't even have a set list like written out. And I was like, what am I gonna do on stage? And then I got hit by the car, and I didn't have to worry about it anymore. So next time somebody's like, what do you do when you don't have a set list written out? You usually just like do some crowd work, riff off an audience member. I said, no, I like to swerve into oncoming traffic. Fine, that works pretty well. Then my friend was like, well, at least you got some good jokes out of it. And I was like, I don't know. The car didn't drive to Connecticut and fuck another guy, so. Probably don't have that many jokes. I'm walking into a Giant Eagle in Warren, and there's a homeless guy who was trying to pretend he wasn't homeless. And he's like, hey man, can you help me out? And I said, yeah, what do you need? And he says, do you know where Newton Falls Park is? And I said, no.
He dressed as Santa Claus?
Hold on. And I said, he's like, you know where Newton Falls Park is? I said, no. And he says, you know where Packer Park is? And I said, yeah. And he's like, my car's broke down there. Can you give me some gas money? And I wanted to be like, well, what if I'd know where Newton Falls Park was? Would you have had a car broken down there, too? Then I realized I should have kept saying no to see if he would just keep naming more parks. Like, I was trying to know. So, you know where Newton Falls Park is? No. You know where Packer Park is? No. You know where Central Park is? No. You know where Jurassic Park is? No. You know where Lincoln Park is? I said, the band? He said, yeah, I'm the drummer. Our van broke down and I need some gas money. I said, oh yeah, here's a 10. You might say you're one step closer to getting back on the road. He said, what? It's alright though. I feel like I should have a corn joke now. Speaking of the radio, I did hear that some guy murdered his entire family because he said the radio told him to do it. And I was like, alright, well, first of all, who the fuck even listens to the radio anymore? That's pretty suspicious. Secondly, what station was it? Because I hate to think this guy's hearing satanic messages through, like, I don't know, like old school Nelly songs or something. Like, this guy really sitting next to the radio here, and it's getting hot in here, so go kill all your kids. You are getting too hot, you better chop their heads off. Stop pacing, time wasting, cut up your kids and put them in the basement. What? I'm just kidding like Jason. Oh, unless you're gonna do it. He calls up 911 covered in blood. He said, 911, what's the emergency? He said, underlay, mama, oh, I butchered my wife. I work at a discount movie theater.
It's an R10?
We're in a discount movie theater.
Yeah. That's a joke right there.
I work in there for 8 years. That's an even bigger joke. Yeah, it's been 8 years now. It's really fucked up, too, because people ask me to, like, pick up shifts for them. And it's always stuff that I miss the boat on. So they have to be pretty sensitive when they ask. So I was like, hey, Tim, can you work for me tomorrow? I'm doing this thing with my grandparents. I know that your grandparents are dead because you're old as fuck. You're still working in. I was wondering maybe if you wouldn't mind picking up my shift for me. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Like, my grandparents did die. Hey, Tim, can you pick up my shift for me? I have a test tomorrow. I'm in college. I know you didn't go to college because you thought high school was all you would need, and now you've been here for 8 years, so that's cool. But I'm trying to, like, pass this test so I can graduate and, I don't know, move on from this place. You mind picking up my shift? I said, yeah, that's fine. I didn't go to school. Hey, Tim, mind picking up my shift for me tomorrow? I'm going out with my girlfriend. I'm trying to get my dick sucked. I know you don't have a girlfriend because instead of spending time with her, you just kept picking up people's shifts. Now you're probably going to die alone. So I thought maybe, yeah, that's fine. I can pick up the shift. By the way, if you guys don't know, the discount movie theater is all it is a bunch of people that come in and they go, oh, $5 for a ticket, $4 for popcorn, and you can shit in the sink. I actually had one guy ask me if The Hobbit was based on a true story. I was like, the fucking title's not even based on a true word, asshole. What are you talking about? He's like, no, you think a leprechaun in the hood. There's this guy that comes in, he always tells these stupid jokes to all the customers. And the other day he comes in, he pulls this woman aside, like a complete stranger, he pulls her aside, and he's like, hey, got a joke for you. How many of each animal did Moses take on the ark? And she says, two? He says, no, Moses didn't take animals on the ark. It was Noah. And I was like, Jesus Christ. He's like, I got another joke for you. What's the difference between a piano and a fish? And she says, I don't know. And he says, well, you can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish. And I was like, man, I can't wait for this guy to go to the theater. So that 2 hours later he comes out, I can be like, hey, man, I got a joke for you. How many of your tires did Moses slash? You'd be like, what? I said, no, Moses didn't slash any of your tires. It was me. What's the difference between your piano and your tires? I didn't slash your piano. No, here's the thing, right? This is kind of like a, this is a true story, by the way, but I was on Facebook, and this guy posted a thing on my wall, and it was a meme of this woman, and she was like, you're the only guy that's ever been nice to me. Let's give it a shot, said no woman ever. It's pretty funny, so I liked it. And then this complete stranger, who I don't even know, commented on it, and he was like, you don't finish last because you're nice. Here's a list of like things you need to do to be a better person. And then this other woman commented on the story, and she was like, I'm so sick of all that nice guy, woe is me stuff. Like, that doesn't happen to girls also. Shit happens, move on, ha ha ha. And then that guy commented with that list, and I read the list, and then I commented back with a true story about my first relationship. And I said, unfortunately, that list doesn't quite soften the blow of realizing that the girl who took your virginity is 1 month pregnant with her ex-boyfriend's baby. And then deciding that because you love her so much, you're willing to throw away your own hopes and dreams to help raise the baby. And then finding out a few months into the pregnancy that the baby has a heart defect and might not live longer than a month. And then holding your hand as you're both standing next to the baby's casket and saying it'll be okay because you both love each other and we'll make it through this nightmare together. And then after living together in an apartment for a year, she ends up leaving you for a guy she met who lives in Connecticut, who she says is more attractive than you. And then she moves over to your apartment for a week while you cry yourself to sleep at your parents' house every night. And then she goes back to Connecticut with him, but you still have a month left on the lease, so you have to throw away their condom wrappers and dry clean his cum out of your sheets. But other than that, yeah, good list. And then somebody must have told my ex that I wrote that, because she messaged me like a couple days later and she was like, what the fuck? And I said, well, what are you talking about? And she's like, why do you have to tell people that story? And I said, I do stand-up comedy, it's what I do. And she said, why do you have to lie? And I said, what did I lie about? And she said, you know we took the sheets with us. Thank you guys, have a good night.
Woo! Yeah!
Fuck yeah!
Get over fucking Tim Wolf! Yeah.
Alright, coming up is a good friend of mine. I'll say you're a good friend. Yeah. He's wearing a sweater vest and shit. Is that a sweater vest? I don't know. It's a cardigan, it's a cosby, whatever the hell.
Anyway. Devin Connor's coming up next. Come on.
Yeah, I thought you suck on me.
Yeah!
Yeah, that did happen. I'd hate to go anywhere without leaving a really fucking awkward first impression. That's why before I came up tonight, as I was running up the stairs to go to the bathroom, I fucking banged my head on the ceiling. I don't know if any of you guys what. One of these girls in here was walking by me, and just like I was walking by, I just hold my head going, ow. So that was a great. I just graduated from the University of Akron this past weekend.
Yeah!
Which is awesome. Because now, instead of saying, like, I'm a student, now I'm just a regular unemployed person. It's great. When I did it, I handed something to the president of the university. This actually, like, this isn't just a made-up story. I actually handed him a picture of the two of us photoshopped together. But, like, when I was doing it, I had to, and it just said, thanks, from your best bud. And it's a picture of me giving that, and it was him wearing the commencement stuff. But, like, when you do that, you're not supposed to talk to him, apparently. So when I was taking my degree from somebody else, you shake with this hand, and then you pick up the degree with the other hand, And I had to shake with one hand and pull the picture off my hat because I wasn't supposed to have it, and I had a tape there. So when I did that, you could just see the panic in this guy's eyes, like, what the fuck is he doing? Why is he pulling an audible? Because he held my hand. He made me rip my hand away from the handshake. Like, he wouldn't just let it go. He's like, no, come on, grab it. Grab it. And I was just kind of looking at him like, fucking come on, dude. How long are you going to do this? There's a lot of people here. Don't be the guy who made this awkward. So he didn't. He gave up because it's a little Indian dude, and I knew he would. He knows what's best for him. It's not because he was Indian. It's because he was in my way of me doing what I wanted to do. I just want to get that straight real quick. The whole thing came about because I had interviewed the president wearing a pair of jean short cutoffs about up to here. And I'm not going to explain that to you guys because if I have to explain everything that I've done in my past, it's going to be a long night. It's the next joke. He was talking about I did smoke weed with one of my high school teachers, and my parents. No, this actually happened. My family found out about it. They're really pissed off, but not like, why do you think they'd be pissed off about something like that? They're like, how the fuck do you have a C in this guy's class? How are you not blackmailing him? How are you not bringing that up on every test? Well, I actually earned an A, but he told me that would look suspicious, so we kind of just haggled around for a little bit, ended up at a C plus. I thought that sounded fair. I'm like, you are retarded. I had another high school teacher. He used to call me Bambi. Not the guy who smoked weed with me. He's a completely different guy making creepy nicknames. He was a basketball coach, so people would always ask me, they'd be like, why does he call you Bambi? It's because you have like a deer in the headlights look when people yell at you, like... Like, I do, yeah. Like, I obviously do. Look, I've got dumb guy eyes. I've got dumb guy eyes mixed with coke eyes. Like, they're huge and there's nothing going on at any point. I'm like, is it because you have a long stride on the court then? I'm like, no, that's not it. I'm like, well, what the fuck is it? Well, okay. When I was a baby, he shot my mom. He thinks it's hilarious. This guy's a sociopath. We need to stop him. How come nobody ever... If I say that, people just laugh. You're all accomplices. That got weird. You call me Bambi, that happened. Like most people my age, and I'm looking around most of your guys' age, I get most of my news from social media. Which is great, because if I didn't do that, I'd have no idea how big of a problem haters are. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, you get on Facebook or whatever, and you see that girl you graduated with, and she's always talking about haters. She's like, I'm sick of these haters trying to tell me what I'm sick of all these haters. Alright, well, not graduated with. She dropped out her sophomore year because she had a kid. Then you find out that haters are actually a code word for Child Protective Services. She got busted with a meth lab in the backseat of her car. Actually, I think that kid could probably use some more haters in his life. Probably just like some foster haters for a little while. Maybe let him stay with his grand haters for a minute while she gets things figured out. Maybe gets a job. I don't know. I went to California in the fall, which I stayed through this thing called Airbnb. If you guys are familiar with it, it's where you stay at like a bed and breakfast. Or somebody's house. Yeah. Or just a stranger's house. That they rent out because they're weird and they're okay with things like that and just strangers moving in for a week. I ended up at somebody's house, and what ended up happening is basically like I had a surrogate grandmother for about a week, which is not the way to experience LA. Because you can't like bring anyone back or anything like that at like 1 in the morning and like come stumbling in drunk or anything like that. She'll be like, what's going on? And, like, it's like a grandma minus like any of the love or affection you're accustomed to. So she just doesn't give a shit about you. She's just like, fucking, you're in bed by 11, faggot. Why'd you stay here like this? Why didn't you get a hotel? Bro, whatever, fuck you, go lay down. Yes, ma'am. But I came home one night, and I was doing some of my business, and I'm just going to make the motion. I'm not going to get graphic. This is what I was doing. All right, are we getting it? I was jerking off. Okay. So I went ahead and explained it like I said I wouldn't. But I was doing that, and she does not knock, apparently. Opens up the door. I see one eye peek through. And I got, like, that head. I felt terrible. I was like, I just came into this woman's house and started masturbating. She doesn't, there's like, she's just got to live with that. There's just a stranger in there just beating his meat for God knows how long. Like, and then I thought about it for a little while longer. I was like, no, fuck that. I paid $450 to masturbate in your house, lady. The least you could do is give me a courtesy knock. I am a grown man staying in your house. What are you thinking not putting a lock on that door? That's your fault. you go to sleep and I hope you dream of that, but not in like a sexual way, like a sad nightmarish way. I hope you pay for that, because you made me feel weird about it, and watch, you guys get it. I don't have to keep explaining. There's a lot of celebrities, they've got like their sex tapes coming out. You guys familiar with all that shit? All that was happening. And what I think is really interesting about it is that you see guys who post the pictures and shit like that. They're like, this whore thought she was going to get away with sending naked pictures to someone she trusts. Not on my watch, ladies. Like, it's just weird. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, why are you mad about that? Why does that upset you? If Jennifer Lawrence was sending you naked pictures, there's no way you'd be like, that stupid bitch. You'd be like, what a nice lady. Like, Jennifer Lawrence, you are the shit. I'm so glad I met you. It just changes all of a sudden. But I figured out a way to get around all that. And my solution to it is that everybody just inundates the internet with their own nude pictures. That way there's just nothing weird going on. Everybody's like, no, I've seen him naked like twice. Pops up on my nude feed every day. Guy's got weird balls. Yeah, whatever. I've seen everybody's shit. Guy's got a bull back there. It's fine. But I figured out a way for celebrities, since they can actually, people can sell their sex tapes, a way for them to get around that. So only bang the top 40s music. Think about it. Then you've got the record company's legal team backing you, because they don't want that associated with people having sex. And if you want to up it even more, just near the end, just like ram a Pepsi bottle up somebody's butt and just like turn it so that you can see the logo. Be like, well, we're looking for a butt plug. Coke just won't do. Pepsi's the only thing I'm willing to stick in my girlfriend's ass. Give them a wink like I'm selling it for Pepsi, and Pepsi's like, fuck, no. No, shut it down. Nobody's allowed to see that video. It's a perfect solution. It's a multi-million dollar legal team, and all you have to do is jam a Pepsi up somebody's butt. Standard stuff we've all thought about. I know, I'm relatable. I get it. As you guys ever like sitting there eating raspberries? And then you start eating and then you notice little hairs on them. Start feeling like you're eating little people.
All the time.
You want to let that settle for a second? And then you start thinking and then you realize your pizza rolls are on fire in the oven. And then you start thinking about it, you're like, oh no. Everyone here who I told I would stop smoking weed knows that I'm high now. Why am I making pizza rolls? It's Thanksgiving dinner anyways. I made a lot of bad decisions all at once. As ever, you know what a kiwi looks like? Yes. Yes. Talking about the bird. Obviously. Fruit. No, I did that on purpose. Tricky. I went from fruit to birds. You guys didn't even catch up. It didn't make any fucking sense. Birds are shitty parents, though. They're like the worst parents. They would rather throw up in their kids' mouths than teach them how to eat. You spend some time with your hatchlings, birds, being such idiots. It's almost as weird as like homeschool kids. Sorry I offended all the homeschool kids here. That's where I lost you. I made fun of a little Indian guy who had nothing to do with anything. Yeah, they're like, yeah, cool, fuck him. Homeschool kids, no one. Homeschool kids are weird though. Like, the same if they test better than everybody else. But I knew a homeschool kid, and when he wiped down towards his balls. And that doesn't show up on your ACT score. But I think this says a lot about a guy. I heard some dudes at the bar arguing the other night over the spelling of Yingling, which I thought was really interesting. One of the guys was like, no, it's Y-E-U-N, like the way you actually spell it. One of the guys is like, that's stupid. No, it's Y-I-N-G. And he's like, "That's you think that because you're racist, and you think that's just how Asian things are spelled. Now, I don't mean to defend the stranger, because he could be a racist. I don't know him that well. He definitely could be. Maybe he says shit about Asian people all the time, like, those fucking little things they put together, it's sorcery, they call them dragons. He could be that guy, but I don't know that he's that guy. I just want to make a point, not everything stupid that somebody says has to be racist. That guy could just legitimately be an idiot. He might not be hateful, he might just be the dumbest person you've met so far. It could definitely happen. But I saw another sign that made me wonder if this guy was racist or just stupid. It was it's a place called Ken's Car Care. Spelled with one large K on the sign. For three K sounds. You guys following me? How weird that is? How much more expensive was it for two C's for Ken to buy? I feel like the one giant K had to be more expensive than the two extra C's and just spelling shit right. You know what I'm saying? Seems like a conscious decision. Like, he's saying to everybody who comes in, he's like, if you're into that, we totally are too. Like, this is your kind of body shop. If you're not into that, we still fix cards, dude. We still fix cards. You can still bring it in. It's not an issue. Unless you're black. If you're black, it's an issue. Because we're Triple K, Ken's Car Care. Everything I do is like me trying to look like the most normal person there, and in effect, looking like the biggest idiot there. If I was a catchphrase comic, every joke would just be like, yeah, but I'm normal as fuck though, right? Devin Conner's biography, just average as fuck. Not quite good looking. Got a hairline that just pushes back just a little too far. Got a weird scrape on my chin from being drunk in Cleveland one night.
Oops.
Nothing, no cool story. I was just drunk and fell on my face.
Oh.
I didn't get into a fight, nobody cut me. I just got drunk and went, ooh. I woke up the next day, I was like, is there a cool story behind all this blood everywhere? I'm like, no, dude, you're just fucking dumb. Just dumb is what that is. I will wrap it up. Sean told me Jew jokes go over great here. I'm gonna do it. Yes. This is not the joke that I'm referring to. But I get called Jewish a lot. Like, a lot. And then I started getting called the Jewish slur. You guys know what I'm talking about.
I don't know. What is it?
With a K in front of it? Like, if Ken was spelling it, it'd be a K. If Ken was spelling it, it'd be a K. But it's K. You guys know which one.
Oh!
Yeah. No.
You got it.
I got called that multiple times by this girl I know, and I was like, I wasn't mad at first because, like, I'm not even Jewish. What are you talking about? And she's like, you curly headed Jew? You curly headed Jew? And after a little while, I started getting pissed off for Jewish people. I was like, what's wrong with you? If I was Jewish, I would have a reason to hit a woman right now.
Yeah.
Very rarely is that the case. I would have a cause. And then it ended up in her being like, go ahead, choke me. And I was like, I'll choke you. And she's like, choke me.
Yeah.
So I choked her in the middle of the road. She's a hot girl, so this could be a big problem. Because some guy is like, I have your knight in shining armor. Like, sees that. So guy doesn't know her. Sorry, dude, she's calling me a Jew. It's fine. And like, this is hurting you. I will defend you. I just punched my last girlfriend, but I do this when people don't know me. He sees that, and I guess she's gonna beat my ass. But I figured we were cool because she Snapchatted me the next day. This would not be something you did if you were like gonna file charges. Because you're like in the police station, like, you're fucked. I'll wrap it up on this. You guys, a little bit of trivia. Do you guys know why Hitler banned the sale of roast beef sandwiches during World War II?
No.
Sean has spoken.
Why?
It's because Hitler hated all Jews. Are you guys not aware? That's a roast beef dipping sauce. It sounds fancy, but they sell it at Arby's. So everyone can enjoy it. Actually, at Arby's, it's probably not really roast beef dipping sauce. It's probably just like the closing shift at night. They're just like, make sure you wash your feet in the bucket and put it in the fridge. We need more au jus for the morning. Everybody else is like, but I don't want to take my socks off. And they're like, you don't have to. The browner, the better. But Arby's, people confuse colors for flavors. All right. Thank you guys very much.
Give it up for Devin Conner.
Yeah.
Yeah! Oh, man. Everybody having fun tonight?
Yeah!
We got one more to go.
He's my favorite guy. Him and I have like a weird connection. It's weird. I don't know. I listened to this guy talk for 5 hours. He fell through my coffee table. It's broken, and it's right here in the corner of the room because the dude literally just Mick Foley'd through the fucking table.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna talk about it. Go on.
But I will. So it happened. So we talked for like 5 hours. He fell through my table. We went and got coffee the next day. I feel like we're best friends. Next is Anthony Savette. Give it up for Anthony Savette.
Oh, wonderful to be here.
Clap
if you've ever driven to Indianapolis, Indiana from Northeast Ohio.
Went through it.
A few of you. Okay. You're going to know what I'm talking about. But the best way to go is south to Columbus and then 70 west. And if you go that way, the second you cross the Indiana state line, you're going to see about 15 billboards for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Yep.
Just in case you forgot about him when you were driving through Ohio. Which is entirely possible. And then immediately after that, you're going to see 15 billboards for Tom Raper RV.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a place. That's his name. Tom Raper. I've got issues with this. Oh, and according to his billboards, he's number one in RV sales in the whole country. Like, not even just the Midwest. Like, what I want to know is, you don't have to name your business after yourself. That's a real thing. CVS isn't anybody's name. You can do that. I grew up in Randolph, Ohio, where Bob's Pizza is owned by Brad. That's fine. You knew that. I recommend you do that if your name is Tom Raper. More importantly than that is, what the fuck were his ancestors up to in the 1500s when they were passing out last names? That's the one that they got. Last names are given based on very obvious things about people. Smith, Johnson, and Miller are the three most common last names in this country because of blacksmiths, guys named John having boys, and sawmills and grain mills. I get the joke lags there, so I went to Google to see if I could help. Turns out Brown is the fourth most common last name in this country. Strange. Because not everyone came from Europe. That's how you got last names. What the fuck? Raper? Really? That's your last name. By the way, I'm very glad we're all white here. Anyway. Turns out, not really. I grew up in Randolph where it's all white people. I can only relate to white people, sadly. But what I also noticed was the Rapers didn't even crack the top 10 in last names, which you'd think they would have if that's what they were doing so ferociously. Then that's the last name they got above all the other things they were good at. That translates into German as emergency breeding. You understand that? There should be the most of them. So I don't think that's his last name, actually. I think he just named his RV store that. So you can have catchy ad slogans like, "Come on down to Tom Raper RV." For no means yes. Come on down to Tom Raper RV, where you're getting an RV whether or not you want one. What do you mean she doesn't want an RV? Look what she's wearing. Camping gear. She's dressed to go camping. She went to a dark place there. That's your fault. I've been drinking too much for a long time. And very recently I started doing this thing where I do wizard status every single night. Clap if you know what wizard status is.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You don't know. You're never gonna find out. I don't have a microphone or storytelling capacity. Oh, this guy knows what wizard status is.
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Harry
Potter. Right. You drink five PBRs, throw up on yourself, read Harry Potter. and drink a polar pop and harass comedians. Cat's wizard status. You're Gandalf. The Hobbit.
The Hobbit fucking foreshadowed your resurgence. And we all bow to you and yield to you. Or what wizard status is actually, in the context that I'm talking about, is where you drink shitty beer, of which, in 16-ounce cans, of which they only put shitty beer in 16-ounce cans. Your best options are like Pabst Blue Ribbon, Miller High Life, Milwaukee's Best, Busch Heavy. You drink one, then it's empty. And then you drink another one, and then that's empty. And then you duct tape them together on top of each other. And then every empty that you get, you duct tape on top of the other, stack. This becomes your wizard staff. And once it's as tall as you, you've achieved wizard status. For me, wizard status, I'm 6'2". Wizard status is like, 12 is like right here. So I always go for that 13th one to prove my point. So I'm a professional drunk, I guess, if you can say that. Like I do this every fucking day. But lately, I've been a little depressed. And I've added 2 cans to the stack and gone from wizard status to grand wizard status. Let's see my hand because it's fucking sitting here. Grand wizard status. The beauty of achieving grand wizard status is you make as much sense as the actual grand wizard. You're a blithering idiot, you're a racist, nothing makes any sense that you say. Like grand wizard status, like the price was wrong on my fucking white t-shirts at Walmart, and that's why I hate the fucking Japs. That's grand wizard status. And I believe that's a direct quote from the actual grand wizard of the clan. That's a fun proposition, like white supremacy, white power. Like, what's the end game? I'm not asking because it's all white people here. Theoretical. Hopefully none of you has the answer to this question. So theoretical, like I get it, only white people, very ambitious, not gonna ever work. Several civilizations have tried it and failed miserably. Like it's all like the Germans, it was a really good idea for like 2 years. And then the Russians fucked them up worse than the Americans did. Not gonna happen. But that's the thing, suppose it worked. White power, we're all white, I get it, but what's the end game? Is there a space program? Is there tech support? Clap if you can fix your fucking own computer. Oh, this dude, one guy.
I've been gone for a month,
here other than me is with conviction can fix his fucking computer.
Fucking breaking my
own. Are there doctors? This utopia that white supremacists have seems to be a society based around hockey games and truck driving. Hockey players and truckers. The ironic part of it is that the only other occupation I can think of that is predominantly white is dentists. And the sad part of the utopia, which is a third truckers, a third hockey players, and a third dentists, is a third of your population's out of work. Because due to crystal meth and fist fights, hockey players and truckers don't need dentists. There is a specific group of people, though, that does have an end game, and they're succeeding at it. It's hipsters. Yeah, I found out the hipster endgame. I did. This is like solving a Sudoku puzzle. With way less mental capacity exhausted. If you notice over the years, and the hipsters wear skinny jeans, you're noticing a lot less side pipe in those skinny jeans. Yeah. Yeah, I believe the hipster's endgame is to breed a man with a penis so small that that's the actual needle they use to play the vinyl.
Fuck.
Which will sadly and ironically make me a hipster because I will have been disappointing women before it was cool.
So as Sean, where's Sean going?
I'm over here.
Sean, right here.
I'm chilling.
As Sean mentioned, we had an incident. I achieved Grand Wizard status live on their podcast, and then immediately, I said Matt Foley through the table. Foley suggests that I got on the roof, and some guy dressed in all black with eyeshadow threw me off the roof onto the table. That's Matt Foley. I was Mick Foley. No, that's Mick Foley. I was Matt Foley. The Saturday Night Live character played by Chris Farley. I just fell through the fucking thing. So I'm glad that's here. This is a nice reminder. I'm glad you kept that. As a memorabilia, can I sign it after the show? Like, if someone has a Sharpie or a marker, I can just piss on it. What I'm happy that you saved is all of these old CRT televisions. Okay, too. Like, what are you? I was in a basement one time where some guy was hoarding old 56K modems. If you've ever seen Independence Day, it's possible that if the aliens take over or Skynet happens, that we can possibly, through technology so old they're not thinking about it, with artificial intelligence, communicate with each other through Morse code via like 56K modems and combat them and overtake them. Apparently, your Armageddon scenario is that HD TV goes out. We're back to standard definition. That's probably like, wow. Well, I guess I'll watch Sanford and Son. He's collecting junk just like me. We're late.
Shit.
Fucking bullshit. I see people like saving old TVs. Like, why? It's 19 inches. Even if that scenario plays out, how are you going to get laid with a 19-inch TV?
It's bigger than my dick.
Yeah, yes! Everyone's dick is 6 inches. Fuck yourself. Let's hold on. Now, every television that's ever been made is bigger than every guy's dick that's ever lived.
Fuck.
That's the smallest TV you can get now is 19 inches, and that's all you've got on your shelves here. Imagine your Mad Max scenario plays out. You're going to want a 27-inch TV for your lady. So you can watch fucking Honeymoon together before you punch her in the moon. Where was I next? Oh, right, yeah, I considered cooking in the kitchen when everyone was down here. I had full access to the stove and the cupboards. I really wanted to do my laundry during the show. That would have been sweet. Nothing I'm wearing is clean. Here's the deal. I'm having a pretty good week. Tuesday, I got to roadie and do security at the Kent stage in Kent for Chris Isaak. Clap if you know who Chris Isaak is. They're good. They're nice. People paid like $80 a seat to see a fucking cover band. Later that night, I went home with the hottest girl I've ever met. Wednesday, I fixed my dryer at my house, and then Thursday and Friday, I replaced the heater core in my F-250.
It sucks.
It sucked, but I feel like a man. I did it. This is the manliest week of my entire life, which is why I'm drinking High Life. Because if you want gold, you gotta dig. It's liberating, though, because I did. I recently kind of started seeing a chick, and most of my comedy the last 6 years has been predicated on failed relationships and alcohol-driven antics in bizarre scenarios. Kind of talking to a hot young girl right now, and not interested in fucking anybody other than her. Which means I can go out without showering. I was already doing that, but now it's okay. I can drink High Life instead of PBR, because my dick never works when I drink 7 or 8 High Lifes.
let alone 12. TBR, somehow I can muster a boner. I don't get it, but whatever. No, I can do fucking wizard status and get a boner. I'm 34. That's bullshit. Earlier today, I ate vegan bean chili. A lot of it. With a bunch of extra hot sauce. I'm gonna be real unpleasant to be around about midnight. It's fucking sweet. Like, oh, she's home for winter. I'm not gonna see her for 2 or 3 more days. I'll eat beans out of a can right now. I'm gonna fart. I'm gonna shit myself. Before this scenario happened, at the tail end of my philandering, I've been talking to this chick for a little while. Like, I've got bits. I'm into redheads. I'm only into redheads.
Yeah.
I was talking to some redhead, and I thought, you know, maybe we're going to try to date. Then, drank 12 PBRs one night, banger. All right. We can do that. A couple weeks later, we've been talking. We had plans to get together. Before that, I did a show, and I told the cook at the show I wanted the chicken sandwich. As hot as you can make it, as spicy as you can make it. And he kind of like went, like, evil, like, you know, sinister. Like, oh, he's going to make me something I can't handle. I can do the hottest wings at Quaker Steak and Lube. It's not pleasant. I can do it. So I'm like, whatever. He gave it to me. It was flavorful. It was hot enough. It was good. Get back into Kent, where I live. Realize I've been stood up by this girl. Yeah, bummer. Bummer, man. No, I did. Hey, no, I prefaced that with things are fucking awesome. Everything's good now, but this is before things were awesome. She stood me up. Go to one of my favorite bars in Kent. See my asshole ex-roommate with the girl he took from me at the bar. Oh. That happened in, like, August. I was like, why can't I shake these motherfuckers? I'm being stood up right now. Have another beer with my dude. Walking home. As I'm crossing the bridge to my house, there's a train coming. And it's kind of cathartic for me. Sometimes I stand on that bridge when the train's coming. They put up a fence so I can't jump now. But there's, like, all the power and, like, there's a rush of wind. Then as I was walking towards my house, I felt a little gurgle in my stomach. I was like, Then I saw a train coming. I was like, no, I'm having a shitty night. I need this right now. And I stood on the bridge as the train went by. And it's like, everything's going to be all right. Then as I started walking the last block to my house, I felt another gurgle. I have a kid. I've never been in labor, but I know what labor's like. I was in labor. I was there for his birth. I started walking quickly with my ass clamped together. And as I got into my front door, I realized I had an option. I was decision-making process is happening. I'm like, okay, up the stairs to the bathroom, to the kitchen for more beer, of which I want to drink on the toilet because I'm having a really bad night. I'm trying to black out. So as I took my coat off and went to the kitchen to grab 2 beers, I thought I made the right decision. As I got back to the stairs, I realized I didn't make the right decision, and time was up. And as I started shitting myself, I realized that I'd been here before as an adult, and I knew exactly what to do. First time I shit myself as an adult, I was 29. It was bar closed, and I was near my house. This was before I lived in downtown Kent. It was at the Outpost, historic concert venue, former strip club. At the end of the night, I had to piss. The women's room was near the door. The men's room was in the back. Everyone was gone. They're like, use that one. As I was standing there pissing, I farted, but I didn't. I was new. I was green as far as shitting pants at that time. I was in there for a while. My friends saw that. They were knocking on the door like, are you sick in there? And I was like, in a way. Dealt with it. Second time I shit my pants, I was getting the car that I just bought aligned because I had all the money to do all that. When I was just hanging out in Canton near my mechanic at fucking noon on a Wednesday.
shit my pants. This time, despite being older and more susceptible to shitting pants, I was somehow more disappointed in myself. But I knew what to do, and the first thing you do is get your shoes off. Well, the first thing you do is get off the carpet. And I was at the door, I got on the porch, take your shoes off. So if the shit reaches your shoes, you're fucked. You can wash everything else, shoes are expensive. Got the shoes off. They're done hearing about me shitting myself. That's fine. I'm not done. Thank you. The weirdest thing happened, the weirdest phenomenon occurred, though, is as I was shitting myself on my porch, I realized three things. First, the girl that left me for my roommate and the girl that stood me up that night both chose wisely. They made the right decision. Second, nothing's running down my leg. Oh God, turns out wearing the same pair of underwear for 7 days in a row has a benefit. That shit held like Helm's Deep. I needed so much fucking help right now, the elves showed up. And third, oh fuck, I've got a beer in my hand. And fucking just drank it while I was shooting myself on the porch. I had a girl about a year and a half ago who I'd previously had sex with contact me and ask me to anonymously donate sperm to her so that she may bear a child with my DNA.
For that mustache.
I didn't even have the mustache then, you know?
I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea why she did that. But, it took you all night, but you had to go to have the numbers highly suggest the next things you say will be awful. So just take that as a
girl.
That was a good one. But, yeah, I didn't even have the mustache. And here's the thing, she wasn't like, you know, entirely out of her mind. I have a kid who's about to be 15. There's a sample of my product running around out there. She knew what she was getting into. He's already my height. At 14, right? I'm bringing some to the table genetically.
Jesus.
And the thing was, is she was like offering, you know, she was going to give me money. We were going to say, which by the way, I need. I have a CD for sale after the show. I think we're doing a tip jar. Christmas is coming up. I have a kid. I should probably buy him something. Okay, everybody. Oh, my CD's called Everyone's Gay But Me.
Yes. Alright, yes.
The straightest man that's ever lived. Alright. So, we were going to sign paperwork. I was never going to have to know anything about the child. She was going to give me some money. And I had some moral issue with that. You know, like, I have a kid. I'm involved. I don't see him a lot, but we talk, and he knows who I am. And I've coached his sports teams and stuff. You know, I'm not like a deadbeat, but I pay child support. But it's like, I need the money short term, but I don't know if I could like have a kid out there that I didn't know anything about and wasn't involved with. But I need the money because I'm poor, I'm drunk. So I responded. I was like, let me think about it. But if we do this, I'm not going to anonymously donate shit. I'm just going to fuck you again and not pull out this time until it takes. That's how this is going to work. And then I realized the one day I was like, oh shit, I'm a narcissist. I'm an alcoholic. At the time I was 33. I still live in downtown Kent, a college town, and regularly go home with 22 and 23 year old girls. My mind wandered to a place like 20 years from now where I walk into a bar and I see a drinking underage that looks just like me. That's what I'm going to try and fuck. Dude, if she's never met her dad, she's going to have tattoos. Fucking hot. Right? And if I'm still doing that shit like 20 years from now, I'm probably pretty good at it. Right? I've got some charisma, some cash. She's going home with me. Then I realized the only thing worse than figuring out you accidentally just fucked your own daughter. So what if you can't make her come? What do you say to that? You're just like your mother. You're grounded. I don't know.
Dirty.
So I said no to that offer, is what I'm saying. That scenario will never play out in real life. I should be applauded as a saint for saying no to that. As the offer was on the table for a minute. Have you ever seen the Mythbusters?
I have.
Oh, that's my favorite show. They got it wrong once. I've watched that show a lot. They tackled the myth that urinating on a jellyfish sting neutralizes the venom. That's ridiculous nonsense. I think we can all agree. And they said it was plausible. I was like, what? They tried to tackle the brown note from South Park. They threw a diaper on the one guy and threw bass sounds at him. They didn't shit himself. They legitimately tackled the ridiculous nonsense that urinating, pissing on a jellyfish thing neutralizes the venom. First of all, the only reason that was ever even thrown out there was a guy like R. Kelly that liked pissing on people that lived near the beach about 40 years ago started a rumor so he could piss on more people. How it ever took off, I don't know, but how it got to the Mythbusters to try and scientifically prove it and then say it was plausible, that's fucking bullshit. The only way that pissing on a jellyfish sting might help, not scientific or physical, I guess maybe there's a little bit of like psychological, you know, like assistance. By making the worst thing that ever happened to you immediately become the second worst thing that happened to you. They did another one where they said drinking... they talking on your cell phone while driving was as dangerous as driving drunk. So they set up an obstacle course. They had the girl and the one guy he's driving. They timed it. Then they drove it while they were getting harassed on a cell phone. Then they drove it drunk. Not only did their scientific study prove it's as dangerous to talk on your phone while you're driving as it is to drive drunk, it's actually more dangerous to talk on your phone while you're driving than it is to drive hammered. That's right. So when you see me swerving out of here after the show, holding what I imagine will be my wizard staff if I can get some duct tape. If you get behind me to call 1-800-GRAB-DUI, the second you pick up your cell phone, you just became more dangerous than me, so fuck you. I gotta leave you with some advice, though. Did anyone learn anything tonight? Like, don't eat spicy food, you might shit your pants. Don't do Grand Wizard status every day of your life. It might amount to nothing. That's the thing, like, I only drink. I don't take any pills. I don't eat Tylenol when I have a headache. I don't smoke weed.
Yeah.
I've managed to ruin my life solely with alcohol.
Yeah.
I feel like that's fairly impressive. Here we go. Guys, I heard a rumor. Listen up. I heard a rumor that if you eat pineapple or drink pineapple juice, the drink that you make will taste better to whoever it is that might be drinking it.
Mm. That's true.
Well, I don't know if it's true. And before we get crazy, we're talking about jizz.
Yeah.
I felt like you two got all excited, like, yeah, we piss each other's mouths all the time. Like, that always tastes good. Salty, it's sanitary, whatever. Whitens your teeth, I don't know. That's a misnumber about big piss whitens your teeth and jizz browns it. But here's the thing. I don't eat pineapples or drink pineapple juice.
I do a lot.
Up until recently, I've been horribly single, and this new chick, I'm not ready to throw this on her yet. I'm not going to drink my own cum, so I'm suspicious about this pineapple juice myth.
And the only way I know how to prove or disprove a myth is the Mythbusters. So I sent that one in, and they fired the girl from the show. So look for an episode coming up where those two dudes are just blowing each other for like an hour. On various amounts of pineapple juice. Oh, and they're good scientists, too. They're going to do it on other solvents for the control test. And I just imagine it's going to end with Adam being like, you know what, Jamie? I like the way you taste no matter what you've been drinking. If you watch the show, Jamie's the top. Adam's going to do the majority drinking, and Jamie's going to be like, well, then men busted.
Busted where?
My favorite part of that joke is this. I've been doing comedy for a little over 6 years now. Hmm. It might not have seemed like that throughout this show. The other comedians were funnier than me, I think, for the most part. But I've picked up a girl from the stage. I have to amend this because it's happened a third time recently. But up until August, I had picked up a girl from the stage twice. The first time, she was 47 and I was 29. Mm-hmm. I've gone up 18. I feel like the world owes me a minus 18 right now. That would be a 16 year old. Not trying to cash in yet. I'm doing that. I'm already at a point where the human being that I'm talking to is 9 years older than my kid and 11 years younger than me. That's a hot 9/11 if she tries to have her mind. Point that out. But the second time, the girl was younger than me. She had red hair. She was going to Kent State. She was getting her master's degree. She was intelligent. She was... It was good. We wound up hanging out. Wound up back at my place, we're fooling around, we're talking. She's like, it's clothes start coming off. She's like, well, we can't go any further. And I was like, why not? She's like, I'm on my period. And I was like, do you see what I look like? That is the least of my worries right now. Like, I can't catch that, right? Like, That's the best thing that could be going on right now. That's all you have to divulge. We're good. And she was like, you're disgusting. And I was like, yeah, I know. And then she blew me. That was nice. That's like the nicest thing you can do to somebody.
Yeah.
Like, honestly. Like, sir, do you have creditors calling you? Do you owe people money? I bet if you blew Capital One, they would, like, wave at least $50 off your debt. You know what I mean? Like, blowing someone's the nicest thing, and that's worth money. She did that for me. I didn't do anything for her. Then I tried to get a hold of her again because I wanted her to blow me again. That's how that works. And I couldn't get a hold of her. I was just kind of bummed about it. Then I realized, oh, shit. The show she saw me at, I did that pineapple juice joke. But I don't really drink pineapple juice. I drink 12 to 13 Miller High Lifes or Pants Blue Ribbons every single night. And I also eat raw garlic every morning. She saw that show and then came home with me thinking she was going to get some kind of dessert. And I might have poisoned her. She might be dead. I don't know. That's it for me. Thank you. This has been so fun. Awesome.
Yeah!
Give a go for Anthony Savannah. Woo! This was the Lousy Weather Media. I can't even say it. Mousy Leather, BB Blah. Mike Dunn gave me wine. I'm drunk. Oh. Thank all you guys for coming so much. Give yourselves a round of applause. Fuck. Thank you guys. Let's smoke cigarettes and weed and drink beer. Let's have a good night. Guys, thank you so much.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparda, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.